be sunny Sunday morning. Yay! I don't know if that means more warmth or more cold, but it is. It's March. Right? Praise God. God is good. Well, this is not a Saturday night special for you for Sunday school. It's a Friday evening / Saturday special for you today. I was not feeling the greatest like Thursday, Friday, and I was like, okay, I'll wait and I'll study, you know, I'll just give it my, you know, give it my all Friday and Saturday, and here I am Sunday. Well, it was about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon that I got the text from Kevin that said, you know, the roads look really good. I think I'll drive up for the weekend. Okay, mothers. You know what happens, right? It's like, oh, what can I cook? What can I do? Let's get the extra bedroom all ready. Let's make sure the bathroom's, you know, filled with all the toiletries. And so I'm just, I got this, he hasn't been home for, okay, this is me, my parents' heart, probably 2 nights since August of last year. So for him to come home and spend 2 nights is a big deal. And so I was just overwhelmed with excitement. And like, even though I had not been feeling good and taking DayQuil, I'm past that now. It's like, Kevin's coming home for 2 nights. And so I was like, okay, they're going to work on the car. When they work on the car, I'm like, back, you know, okay, I'm cleaning, you know, they're going for a little test drive, back. So I don't really do Saturday night specials for church ever because I don't like that. I was never taught that. I don't do that. But we are going to have a fabulous Sunday morning lesson. With that said, I know that sounds like, oh, goodness gracious. But with that said, we're going to look at today the refuge of the secret place. And praise God that we have a refuge. Praise God that we have a refuge. And I thought of that song, and I don't have to sing songs all the time, but I love this song. You know that song that says, God is my refuge and strength, my refuge in times of trouble, trouble. God is my refuge and strength, my refuge in times of trouble, and he will hide me under the rock. Under the rock, safe under the rock, and he will hide me under the rock, safe in the times of trouble. I was going to have you all do the, but you know what? It is earlier than normal, so God bless you. Praise God. Our focus verse is going to be found in Psalms 91, verse 1, and today, this lesson shows really just how God is our complete and utter and sovereign refuge, completely. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. In the Spirit-filled Bible, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Seems pretty much as the King James. Who abides under the shadow of the Almighty? In verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. That is who abides under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty, or we could say Shaddai. Shaddai means all-powerful. Everyone say that this morning. All-powerful. Praise God. And when it appears as El Shaddai, it is God Almighty, God all-powerful. So when we use that word, we know that we know he really is God Almighty. Praise God. He is the most powerful force, God Almighty, in the universe. Praise God. So when we pray, we are talking to God Almighty, the one who created the universe. So what does it mean to take refuge in God Almighty? It means that we have found the safest place. We have found our retreat. We have found our perfect place. We have found a place where we can go when we are afraid, when we are troubled, when we are sad, when we're anxious, when we're nervous. When life is life, we have God Almighty. Praise God. When we take refuge in something that could be anything, whatever we take refuge in is the thing that we are trusting that it will take care of us. At least take care of us and make us feel secure and safe. You remember when God's people turned to Egypt for hope in the Old Testament, how they turned to false hope, false refuge, false idols. They turned to counterfeit gods. Let's not do that in our walk with God. Let's not turn to the false, the things that are not going to keep us safe and make us feel secure and make us feel comforted. When life gets stressful, and it will, if it hasn't been stressful for you in your how many years of life, it will, we can choose to turn to the one true living God. He alone is our safe place. He is our source of peace, and he is that help, and he is that hope for us. Praise God. And I'm speaking to the choir today. But what I'm trying to do today is remind you of that great refuge that we have in God Almighty. Praise God. When fearful circumstances come and we're like, wow, what's going to happen? What can we do? And we are living in that day. We are. What can happen? What will we do? Let's just together choose right now to put our trust in God Almighty and not our own thoughts, our own methods, our own strategies, or I like to do lists, a list, not our own lists, because God's got us. Praise God. He'll carry us, praise God. And he'll be even greater than we could ever imagine if we would just but relinquish our stinking control. Right? Let it go. You know, there's a Disney movie. I know my girl can sing it en français, and I'm like, I can't, but it's let it go. Let it go. Just let it go. You know, are we in control? No. We talked about, are we in control? Who's my boss? Jesus is my boss. You know what? God Almighty is my boss. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, I give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. I've carried it long enough, right? Can I say with you guys today, I've carried it long enough? Everything that I've done hasn't necessarily made it better, right? But you, oh Lord, are El Shaddai. You are my God Almighty, Most High. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So when we encounter thorns, you know, roses are beautiful, aren't they? Oh, they're lovely. But use rubber gloves or leather gloves even. And I've had the thorns go through leather gloves even. And I'm like, ah, that hurts so bad. Whether it's in our work, our day-to-day work, if it's in our ministry, when our efforts and plans seem to like, man, wow, wow, wow. It's like, okay, I thought I was supposed to feel really good about this, Lord. He is still our El Shaddai. He is still the Lord Most High. Amen. Praise God. Remember the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The first commandment teaches us that we are to trust God Almighty alone. Him. Amen. Praise God. So when we trust in anything else, it becomes our false god. It becomes an idol. We have the greatest resource in God Almighty today. Praise God. Thank God for that. And I want the Lord to be greater in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, because he is God Almighty. He is the Lord Most High. Praise God. King David, he writes, he said, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20 and verse 7. And you know what? He was a man who knew who to put his trust into. Starting out as that shepherd boy, going to be the king, all the time, really trusting God, constantly trusting in the Lord. Remember when he was just a lad and he said to Goliath? I mean, he didn't plan that speech. It wasn't written down in his notes for the past week, and he was praying about it and studying it. He didn't have that. He says, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." He said that as a lad, and he was putting his trust in God. Praise God. I just want to put my trust in him, because you, Lord, are my daily refuge. Every false god failed to rescue God's people, and every false god will fail to rescue God's people today. Because at some point, you know what? They're going to show their uselessness. They will let you down. They're not real. They're idols. They're not real. They're lifeless. They cannot give us hope. They cannot give us help, love. They can't do that. And you know, people struggle and they search for things that will help them to be their refuge in whatever's going around them, on around them. But when life is hard and the trials come, and they will, and the pressure's on and it's overwhelming, and when we have fear and when we're in despair, we must find our refuge in God Almighty, the Lord Most High. And that's what we're looking at today in Psalms 91. We're just looking at the first verse so far, our key verse. So then let me ask you, what are some things today that people put their trust in instead of God to kind of help themselves, they think? What do you think today? People put their trust in government, doctors, their work, money, their finances, their resources, right? And they'll put their trust in those things until those things fail. And then I don't know when it comes, when there this realization that I can't put my trust in these things anymore. And that's where we come in, where we step in, where we're like, you know what? There's something so much greater. There's something so much more. There's something so eternal in putting our trust in God Almighty, the Lord Most High. Praise God. And if we can be that segue from them knowing utter frustration and hopelessness to having hope and life and eternal life, that is what we can do. Praise God. Praise God. God is our only true refuge. He is that source of refuge in this world today that will never fail. Never fail. We have that. Church, we have that today. So we are very, very blessed. Praise God. I love the book of Psalms. And I know in Bible college, there's like, don't take your text from Psalms if you're going to preach. It's like, you know, okay. I get that. But the book of Psalms is a book filled with, it's kind of a singing, it's poetry, which I love, if you haven't noticed already. And I think we could put some of these poems to songs, poetry and prayers that prepare us as Christians for living in a real world where we can have unshakable hope and faith in God. Who doesn't want to have unshakable faith, unshakable hope? We sing of an unshakable God. Let's have unshakable faith. Let's have unshakable hope. Wow. Let's be that. So that, you know what, when you have unshakable faith and unshakable hope, you walk into your workplace, everybody knows you do. They know you do. They feel it. It just does something. Praise God. An unshakable faith in God Almighty. Praise God. And Psalms gives us this beautiful vocabulary of faith. Praise God. Does it not? Faith. Praise God. As Christians, we trust in God. And everyone would say, amen, we do. It's not that we don't trust in God. The problem is we must trust in him alone. Period. David says, he says, I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. Praise God. Wherever you may be coming from, We all come from somewhere. Wherever you may be right now, and whatever you're going through and going to, remember, God is our refuge. He is a constant refuge for us, praise God. And he always welcomes us with open arms, and we can take refuge in him. God is our refuge and strength, Psalms 46:1 says, a very present help in trouble. I've been there. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. And there's some great things that we are blessed by. We're going to get to that. And Psalm 5:11 says, but let all who take refuge in you be glad. I say glad, or be happy. Let there be joy. Let them sing for joy, it says. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Praise God. Praise God. So much of our following the Lord and trusting him depends on believing in something that we cannot even see, right? So we fix our spiritual eyes on what is not seen, but what is unseen, rather, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And we read that in 2 Corinthians. Lord, you are our refuge and strength. Praise God. You are that shelter. You are that protection. When danger comes, when we get that little feeling of danger, you know that feeling you get, okay, something's about to happen, or distress or despair. And we have that refuge, and it's like finding a safe place during a storm. Okay, so the safe place during earthquakes is just staying where you're at, not running around like some of us have in the past, like chickens with their heads cut off, thinking we're going to run away from the earthquake. I've come to the peace now where if there is an earthquake, I'll just stay where I'm at and not run around and let things fall, but just start praying and just be, you know, like, Lord's got this. He's got it, right? Amen. Finding that safe place, getting comfort in a time of trouble. And have you found that place yourself, that place of refuge? Praise God. Humans are always going to find something to put their trust in. Let us as Christians, let us put our trust in God Almighty. Let us put our refuge. Let him be that refuge for us. And one way we can do that is finding time to let him comfort us in his word. Praise God. Because his word will, he'll speak words of comfort to us, speak words of love. We have mercy, truth. Oh, there's kindness. I mean, we have so much in his word, right? And the another way to find refuge in God Almighty is to find a place of prayer and refuge in prayer. And I think of a sanctuary where we meet the Lord Most High. And that sanctuary can be anywhere. It can be absolutely anywhere. And that's the glory and beauty of just having that time of refuge with the Lord. Doesn't matter where it's at. It really doesn't matter. There was a song, it just came to me. I can be in a crowd or almost anywhere by myself. I can't remember, but it doesn't matter where. It could be anywhere. You can whisper it. You know, I can preach a whole sermon whispering. Praise God. You can whisper a sermon. You can preach and whisper. It can be anywhere. So that's the thing that's so beautiful about it. It's just chiseling out space or time in your day just to find that sanctuary. And a sanctuary, in its original meaning, is a sacred place. And I think wherever I meet the Lord is a sacred place, praise God. It's a haven. It's a place of safety. And really, it's a place of rest. And I know people indulge in all kinds of other forms of meditation to decrease their breathing and make them calm. But there's nothing like prayer. There's nothing like prayer to do that. Praise God. It does something, yes, to you. It does something for your family. It does something in your home, wherever that haven, sanctuary, that place is. it does something there because that place is special. It's like sanctified. It's just beautiful. And we have that. And we have prayer as being one of our most powerful resources ever. Talking to the creator of the universe, Lord of all, God Almighty. Praise God. Because he cares for us. He cares for us. Praise God. He desires for us to put him first. Number one, numeral uno. I don't know any other. Wouldn't that be great if I could go through about five languages? Great. Numeral uno. Number one, because when we put him as number one, we are going to allow him to have things in our lives. Like we will surrender our fears, our failures to him. We'll talk to him. We'll tap into his perspective, which is eternal. Praise God. Praise God. And I found this lovely poem about taking refuge in God. It's beautiful. God, it kind of sounds like Psalms 91. God is my refuge, a retreat for my soul, where life's pressures cannot take their toll. His wings protect me, a shelter they provide. Whenever I am weary, a perfect place to hide. God is my refuge, a harbor to where I flee. Whenever I'm tossed upon life's strong sea, when I need strength for the troubles I get in, I just turn to the Lord, my refuge from within. God is my refuge, a stronghold he is to me, an always present help I've found him to be. Praise God. Have you found him to be that always present help? Praise God. Lord, be my constant refuge so that when hardships come, they don't seem so devastating. And that's the key, saints. If he is your refuge, when things come in like sledgehammers, bang, 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 bang. You know what? It's like, it's almost you like tinkle, 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 tinkle. It's not as bad. It really isn't, because if you found your refuge in him, it's not, everything that comes against you doesn't seem so devastating and so this is the end, because you've lived in that secret place of the Most High. Praise God. Remember the year 2000? That was the year my girl was born. I remember it quite well, but we all were calling it, and I think Pastor referenced it, and that's probably why I thought of it. Remember Y2K? When the experts were predicting dire consequences, they were like, the computers are going to crash, we're going to have food shortages, we're going to have water shortages, the whole network's going to go down, you're not going to be able to get gas, you know, forget about going to the grocery store because you're not going to be able to find all those things. It was just a run on, you know, everything. They still had toilet paper. But for some reason, at the time, I think I was doing Pampered Chef, and we would have meetings in kitchen, living room areas, and people were actually preparing these Y2K kits, and it would be a big box, like the size of that piano squared in the middle of their living room. I'm like, they had water in it, they had dried food in it, they had batteries, flashlights. They were just stockpiling this stuff, thinking that everything's going to crash, and they had to be prepared. We didn't do that, did we, honey? No, we didn't. We really didn't. But there are examples in the Bible. We can go through history where people were fleeing to the mountains. They were fleeing to something. We can flee to something, or we can take refuge in God Almighty. Following David's example, he said, "In the Lord I take refuge," Psalms 11:1. We can be so thankful today as Christians that we have the Word of God. We have this hope, and we could take refuge in God Almighty. We are such a blessed people. We are so blessed. And when life becomes hard, and it does and it will, and the pressures seem hard, the scriptures call us to do something. The scriptures call us to hide ourselves in God. What a better way to hide ourselves in God than take refuge in God Almighty? Because only God can offer that kind of refuge from the dangers not only facing us physically, externally, but even internally, whatever they may be. We all come from someplace. We all carry something. that can be, we can give that to God, and he can be our, just our strongest refuge. So this is where I actually start for the beginning. Psalms 91, 1 and 2, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Praise God. God has a very special place for his own people. And he has a special place for you and I to live in, to breathe in, to grow in. It is a space that he inhabits, and we can be in that place with him. We can dwell in that place with him. And those who are there abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, they, you know this protection. You know it. You know that he provides comfort when you need comfort, care when you need care, a lift in your spirit when you need a lift in your spirit. And because I know how I am about time and et cetera, because I just thought of this story, I'm just going to say it right now, part of it, because I always say, oh, I'll get to it, but then I have to skip five pages. There's a story told of Charles Spurgeon ministering in London during the year of 1854. So he had not been in London very long, not even a year, when there was an outbreak of cholera, and I had to look it up to see what it was, okay? So it's it's infectious, and it's often a fatal bacterial disease of the small intestines. Typically, they would get it with infected water supplies, and it would cause severe vomiting and diarrhea and often death. So this minister writes of family after family calling him to come and pray either at their bedside or graveside. And he became very weary, and he became very sick at heart. And it actually seemed like, he said, seemed like friends were falling one by one. And he said, a little more work and weeping would have laid him low among the rest. And he felt that his burden was heavier than he could ever bear, and he was ready to sink under it. As God would have it, he was returning mournfully home from a funeral when his curiosity led him to a window, and it was a shoemaker's window, and there was a sign put up. It was kind of wedged into the window with, and he said in good, bold handwriting, it read these words, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Praise God. And he said the effect of him reading that was immediate. He said his faith immediately soared. And he said, and that's a word of God. And he said that he felt secure, refreshed. Think about it. All those services and people dying, his friends dying, he's graveside, he's in their rooms praying with them, and he's just getting low. He's tired. He's tired. He's worn out. And he went to these visitations, and he said his faith had soared, and he went, and he was helping the dying in a calm, peaceful spirit. He felt no fear, and he suffered no harm. Praise God. God bless that person who put that sign in that window. Imagine the people that were comforted and had faith and hope and love, etc., increased by this one minister doing what he does. Praise God. Thank God for that. Words make a difference. Praise God. Words make a difference. The word makes a difference. The word makes a difference. And the word we have when we are in that secret place of refuge in him, Lord, I want to spend that time with you. I want to listen to you. I want to be in your word. Praise God. So when we're tempted to flee the pressures of life and take refuge in something other than God Almighty, just remind yourself that he is God Most High. He is God Almighty. There is nothing that he cannot do. Praise God. And once we get that level of faith where we're like, Lord, there is nothing that you cannot do. You have a special place for your own people, and I'm going to live in that space. I want to breathe in that space. I want to just have a bath in that space. Wash me, Lord, right? You know what? I love that. That dwelling place, that secret place being described, is complete security. In your life, I pray and trust that that time that you've had that feeling of absolute, complete security is in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. And a number of months ago, and you were probably here, I think it was a Thursday night, Brother Lamas was here. It was after church. The ladies were praying over here. The men were praying over here. I was at the piano. Brother Lamas goes, come down and pray with the ladies. I came down and prayed with the ladies. And in the center of all of this beautiful prayer, and what I just felt was so beautiful and wholesome and lovely, was little Miss Lily Ingalls. And she was twirling around, and she was just twirling around and twirling around. And in my spirit, I felt right then, the liberty that that girl has, the liberty that she can have, just in the presence of her brothers and sisters in the Lord, just praise God and just twirl around and feel such love and peace. I was like, the Lord's like, you need to feel that special love and peace, you. And I was like, praise God. Why can't I do what Lily does? Lily's twirling around and feeling this love and peace. And I did. And I was like, I was started shouting. And praise God, I thought all the ladies were going to start shouting. But that's okay. It was special time. You know what? I felt the complete security. I felt complete love. I just felt wrapped in the warmest blanket of eternal love, and it felt glorious. Praise God. It was glorious. We have that secret place, and it is complete security. So I don't know where you are today, like in your life with God, in your walk with God, in your prayer life. You and the Lord just together know that. No one else. Your spouse doesn't even know that, but you and God do. Wherever that place is, I pray that you will find that secret place, that place where you feel complete security in the Lord. I love that complete security in Him. Thank you, Lord. And we, as Christ's followers, as Christians, we should and must know this secret place. It's for everyone who puts their trust in Him. The shadow of the Almighty is an expression which implies great nearness. When you love somebody, you love to be near them. And in fact, if you can just be even closer to them, it's just nice. You love being close to them. And that's that nearness we want to have with the Lord. Praise God. He's my refuge, my fortress. I'm going to go on to verse 3. Psalm 91, 3 and 4. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His strength shall be your shield and buckler. Praise God. From what will God deliver us in verse 3? Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Praise God. The psalmist describes specific ways God protects and cares for us. You know what? He rescues those who are trapped as people, you know, as the fowler snares birds. He rescues those that are trapped. Praise God. Praise God. I've rescued a few birdies. We have. I love them. I think they're great. I'm going to go right there. The ones that fly into my beautiful big windows and crash at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm like, oh, Lonnie, oh, Lonnie. I'll go warm up a little face cloth. And before I did the face cloth, I would just put them in my hand because of my warmth in my hand. But then they peed on me. Then they would fly off. And so now I put a warm face cloth, birdie in face cloth, and just hold them. I'll hold them for an hour. I don't care. And then eventually they more often than not, the ones that haven't just completely died, they'll fly off. Praise God. Well, God is often described as this mother bird, you know, type overprotecting us. So praise God. This portion of scripture, when it says He'll cover you with His feathers, is a metaphor where God is represented as a bird sheltering young chicks under its wings. The picture of God's protection continues. I'm going to go to verse 5 and 6. Psalms 91, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Of what don't you need to be afraid? All of the above. Praise God. You know what? Verse 5 and 6. You shall not be afraid. Having God Almighty as your shelter and your refuge, that would give you strength and courage to help you through. God can, the world can come at you, and if God is for you, what can penetrate that work that God is doing? Praise God. Praise God. The psalmist describes how God's protection could conquer any odds or possibilities. Wow. I'm going to go to Psalms 91, 9 through 13. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil. Everyone say no evil. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. And this is part of the portion of scripture that Satan used against the Lord in the temptation in the New Testament. But because we have made the Lord our dwelling place, the promise in this particular portion of scripture is that we're not just going to have safety and protection, we're going to have victory. It's not just taking care of the initial threat, okay, that's conquered, but it's victory over these things. God does not say that we will not have any afflictions, but what did he say? And I asked you to say it, but we will have no evil, right? Praise God, for he shall give his angels charge over you. Praise God. I think one day when we all walk on streets of gold, we're going to be like amazed. We're going to stand amazed at all of the things that the angels have done, that the Lord has put charge over to protect us from and keep us from and give us security from and touch our bodies and heal our minds. We are going to be amazed how the angels, what they have done in our lifetime, we could never tell. You know what? It's going to be amazing. Praise God. He gives the angels charge. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. He shall give his angels charge over you. The promise was quoted and, of course, twisted by Satan in the temptation in the New Testament. I'm going to keep moving on. I look at the clock going, Sharon, verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation because he has set his love upon you and I. Praise God. He speaks specifically over those who he has set his love upon. Praise God. Specifically, I choose to adore you, Lord. I choose to love you. I choose to live in your love every day. And yes, there will be trials. And yes, in every victory, praise God, in every way. Because I'm going to find my refuge in that secret place. And that is him, his presence, his word in prayer. And I'm so thankful that his love has shown me love and mercy. I didn't know what love and mercy was before, praise God. But there are blessings that we can miss out on. Blessings if we continue to fret and worry and stew and not let God be our trust, the one we put our trust in. Let him be number one. I don't want to miss out on those blessings. I don't want to miss out on them. The psalmist says that the blessings are for those who love God and acknowledge his name and call upon him. That's who I want to be. I want to be that person. Praise God. The blessing of his presence, the blessing of his protection. I will be with him in trouble. The Lord again acts like a tender-hearted mother. Mothers, when your children have been sick, you kind of like fierce over them, right? You just want them to be so well, so bad. So when the child's in perfect health, you can leave it in the hands of the nurse, right? Okay, or the doctor, yeah. But when the child is very sick, you might say to the nurse, you know what? Why don't you take care of someone else, do something else, because you know what? I will watch over my child myself. there's just this fierceness that you want to protect and take care of. That's how God is with us. He is fierce in love with us, and he wants to take care of us, protect us, keep us, help us when we have trouble. Man, he is for us, church. He's for us. He's for us. He's with us. So I would ask you today, who would join with me and say, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. He is great. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you today. Remember that God is your refuge and your strength. Amen. Praise God.